Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get this right. Today's deep dive is about something. Well, it's something I think we've probably all experienced at some point. It's about those annoying neighbors, you know? But in this case, just saying they're annoying doesn't really cut it. We're talking next level, like, you gotta be kidding me, neighbor drama. Basically, a listener wrote in about this absolutely insane situation. It's a firsthand account. It all starts out with a dog, which seems normal enough, but then it spirals into some seriously weird behavior. And it ends with, well, let's just say they brought out the big guns. Okay, so picture this. A nice, quiet cul-de-sac, the kind of place where people actually like wave and say good morning to each other, right? Our homeowners living their best life, everything's peaceful. Then new neighbors move in with their cute little puppy. And that, my friend, is where the trouble begins. It starts out kind of subtle. It's just a random dog poop bag in the trash. You might think, okay, easy mistake, right? But then it happens again and again, every single day. A brand new gift appears in their bin. And here's the truly messed up part. The neighbor's own trash cans are actually closer. So our homeowner is sitting there wondering if this is like a weird territorial thing or something.
It is interesting, isn't it? Because usually when we think about like territorial stuff between neighbors, it's about fences or property lines, right? But this is almost like a weirder, more subtle version of that. You know, like they're trying to mark their territory or exert some kind of dominance over the shared space. And they're doing it with, well, dog waste.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good point. It's like they're trying to say, this is my space. Even your trash cans are mine. So what happens next? Does our homeowner try to, you know, talk to them about it like a normal person? Well, not right away. At first, they try to be subtle about it. They start moving their bins further away, hoping to make it less convenient for, let's just call him mystery pooper for now. But guess what? Total backfired. It's like they accidentally walked into some kind of poop-motivated challenge because things escalate. And this is where it gets good. Our homeowner is at their wit's end, right? So they set up security cameras. And what do they catch? Mark, that's the neighbor, in all his poop-depositing glory. But get this, not only does he leave the gift, but then he goes and locks his own W1 trash bin. It's like he's adding insult to injury. Or maybe poop to insult.
You know, that actually brings up a classic element of these situations. It's the whole denial of responsibility thing. See, even when they're caught red-handed, literally there's this instinct to downplay it or shift the blame. A lot of times it's not even really about the actual act. It's more about trying to hold on to some sense of control. Or, you know, maybe feeling superior.
Oh, absolutely. And in this case, it seems like Mark's ego is literally fueled by dog poop. So anyway, our homeowner has this video evidence now, right? They finally confront him directly. And how does Mark respond? Denial, of course. He claims it could be anyone with a straight face. But this is where things get interesting. Our homeowner, understandably, is starting to get really frustrated. I mean, it's one thing to be the victim of this bizarre poop vendetta, right? But it's a whole other thing to have the culprit look you dead in the eye and deny it. Infuriating. And as you can imagine, this is where things go from bad to worse. Instead of, you know, being mature and finding a way to resolve it peacefully, both sides get sucked into this whirlwind of petty revenge. We're talking eggs getting thrown at houses, cars getting, let's just say, redecorated with, you know, what? Each act of retaliation just adds fuel to the fire. And honestly, the fire already smells pretty bad at this point.
This is a perfect example of what we call the conflict escalation cycle. You know, what might have started as a pretty minor annoyance, and granted, we can't know that for sure at this point, has spiraled into something way bigger. Each thing they do just provokes an even more extreme response, and it's really hard to break free from that pattern once it starts.
Yeah, and in this case, the pattern seems to involve a concerning amount of dog poop. The situation finally reaches its peak, or should we say its smelliest point, with one last act of, well, desperation. Or maybe it's genius, depending on how you look at it. Our homeowner is tired. They're tired of living in what sounds like a biohazard zone, so they decide to fight fire with fire. Well, more like fight fire with industrial adhesive. So last time, We left our homeowner in a pretty sticky situation. And yeah, pun intended. They've basically gone full on DIY with industrial adhesive to, let's say, deter any more deposits from their neighbor, Mark.
You know, it's kind of amazing how often we see these neighbor disputes spiral out of control like this. It really shows you how, when emotions get involved, logic can just totally fly out the window.
No kidding. But okay, back to our adhesive loving homeowner. They've set their trap. They basically turned their trash can into something straight out of a, like, homeowner's revenge movie. And you know what? It actually works. The next morning, our poop-obsessed antagonist, Mark, gets a firsthand lesson in the importance of reading those warning labels. Yep, he's caught red-handed, or should we say red-handed, because he is stuck. Fast. To the trash can lid. I'm just imagining the scene, right? All the yelling, maybe some panicked yelps from the dog, and a smell that probably violates several homeowners association rules.
I mean, this might sound kind of satisfying just on a basic level, but in real life, we have to think about the consequences of this kind of thing.
Totally. We are not recommending anyone go all home alone on their neighbors, no matter how tempting it might seem in the moment.
Right. This is a really good example of what not to do. I mean, somebody could have been seriously hurt. And legally speaking, let's just say it could have blown up in the homeowner's face.
For sure. I mean, who wants to be the one explaining all this to the cops, right? It's a mess, literally. But here's where things take another weird turn. After the sticky incident, it gets quiet, like eerily quiet. The poop attacks, gone. No more gifts, no more middle of the night redecorating projects. It seems like our homeowner has won, right? Even if it was a messy victory. But remember that creepy little note we mentioned? Well, it makes a comeback. And the message is simple. You won this round.
It's almost like he's acknowledging the homeowner got him good. But
yeah.
It's like a threat, right? Like, this isn't over.
It's seriously creepy. You'd think that a grown man who got caught, covered in industrial adhesive would just want to drop the whole thing. But this note tells a different story. This is about something more.
Definitely. I think it points to something deeper. It's like a need for control, you know, this desire to feel like he has the upper hand, even though he's the one who got caught. It really shows that even in the most, you know, everyday situations, people can have some really strange and maybe unsettling motivations.
So this isn't really just about dog poop anymore, is it? It's like we're looking at the psychology of conflict. It's about those weird ways people react when they feel threatened and this kind of unsettling realization that, well, maybe we don't actually know our neighbors as well as we think we do. And on that slightly disturbing note, we're going to dig a little deeper into the psychology behind this whole poop-tastic saga. Okay, so we're back. And I'll be honest, after that last part, I kind of need a minute to, like, process. This whole thing went from zero to industrial adhesive shockingly fast.
Well, it really goes to show how fast things can get out of hand, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when people aren't communicating.
Seriously. But before we get into the whole psychology of it all, can I ask, have we ever seen anything like this before? What's the expert take on someone actually using, like, POP as a weapon in a neighborly dispute?
Honestly, this one is definitely different. But it actually does line up with some common threads we see in these types of situations. Like we were saying before, there's a big passive-aggressive element here. It's about communicating hostility, but indirectly. Usually because they don't feel comfortable, or maybe they just don't want to address the issue head-on.
Which, in this case, could have been as simple as, hey neighbor, love the dog, but anyway, we can figure out this poop situation.
Right, exactly. Instead, we get this whole back and forth, this weird escalation of increasingly strange behavior. And that's what makes this really interesting from a, you know, psychological standpoint.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, it's not even really about the actual problem, in this case, the dog poop. It's more about this underlying need for control, for dominance.
So what you're saying is it's not actually a poop problem, it's a power struggle playing out in, well, the weirdest way possible.
Exactly. Every action, no matter how ridiculous it seems, is an attempt to assert control, to be the one in charge in this, like, unspoken battle. And that note that you won this round note that just says it all.
It's like Mark, our resident poop-loving antagonist, is saying game on, even though he's the one who got caught, you know, quite literally stuck in the act. So if this was a movie, what's next? Is our homeowner going to start wearing a hazmat suit and booby-trapping the lawn?
Let's hope not. Yeah. This is exactly the point where we need to emphasize how important it is to break that cycle of escalation. And the most effective way to do that, even if it's hard, is communication.
Easier said than done when you're dealing with someone who communicates through strategically placed dog droppings.
True. But even something as simple as a calm conversation, just trying to avoid being confrontational, can make a huge difference. You never know. They might be open to finding a compromise, a way to address the issue that doesn't involve, you know, industrial strength solutions.
And if that doesn't work?
Well, then it might be time to look at some other options. Things like mediation, or in really extreme situations, maybe getting the authorities involved. The main takeaway here is making things more intense almost never leads to a good outcome.
So what's the lesson here for everyone listening? If you ever find yourself in a weird dispute with your neighbor, maybe skip the poop-related revenge tactics. Opt for something a little more, shall we say, mature.
Exactly. Talking it out, finding a compromise, and maybe a good fence are always better options than, well, weaponizing dog poop.
Words to live by. This whole story, as wild and, let's be honest, kind of hilarious as it is a good reminder. Even in those totally normal, everyday parts of life, things can go sideways really fast. And sometimes the best way to deal with a messy situation isn't to make it messier. Sometimes it takes understanding, communication, and maybe a strong stomach. Thanks for diving deep with us, everyone.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.